KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Clear skies and 10 degrees below zero in Atlantic with a wind chill of 20. You make that 32 degrees below zero as winds are out of the north-northwest at around 15 to 20 miles per hour. We look forward to be sunny and cold today with a high of 7. Winds north-northwest at 10 to 20 and wind chill values this morning as low as 30 degrees below zero. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Sub-zero cold and chilling winds have forced many Iowa and Nebraska schools to cancel classes or delay the opening by a couple of hours. The National Weather Service's temperatures across the state this morning were as low as minus 12 in Mason City with a wind chill there of 37 below. In Davenport, the wind chill was at minus 29, in Sioux City minus 26, and minus 25 wind chill was reported for Des Moines. You can find a list of school late starts on KJAN.com under the Community Hub on the right side of the homepage. Click on Cancellations. Among them is the Atlantic Community School District, which is running 2 hours late. No serious injuries were reported following a rollover accident near the Cass-Audubon County line early this morning. According to dispatch reports, at around 4:10 a.m., a van carrying five people rolled onto its side off of 710th Street near the tree in the middle of the road landmark, a few miles north of Interstate 80. Two adults and three children, ages 3, 4, and 5, were outside the van and conscious, but of course they were cold. Anita Rescue and a Cass County Sheriff's deputy responded to the scene. We currently have no other details available on that accident. Authorities in Montgomery County report three arrests on Wednesday. The Sheriff's Department said Connie Williams of Villisca was arrested at around 10:20 a.m. on a Montgomery County warrant for theft in the fifth degree. And at around 12:30 p.m., Zach Holland of Red Oak was arrested on a warrant out of Red Oak for theft in the fifth degree and trespass. Both subjects were transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond each. And the Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest at around 2:40 p.m. Wednesday of 58-year-old Kevin K. Fish of Red Oak. Fish was arrested on a Red Oak PD warrant for a domestic abuse assault and was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. A tobacco-free policy for Sunnyside Park in Atlantic failed to advance past the first reading last night during a meeting of the Atlantic City Council. Council members Jimerson, Summers, Hayes, Hartkoff, Holder, and Cord voted against it. Councilperson Lori Stewart was the only yes vote. The 6-1 action came after nearly 45 minutes of discussion during a public forum, which included comments on a PowerPoint presentation on a report from the Cass County Public Health Task Force, which included Cass County Public Health Community Tobacco Prevention Coordinator Carla Akers, Teddy Grinberg with Healthy Cass County, and Atlantic Parks and Rec Board member Jolene Smith. As part of the presentation, the task force brought up a Smoke-Free Air Act, which regulates smoking in public places. Grinberg quoted a section of the SFAA, Iowa Code number 142.D, which spells out the areas where smoking is prohibited outdoors.
Smoking is prohibited, and a person shall not smoke in or on any of the following outdoor areas: seating areas of outdoor sports arenas, stadiums, amphitheaters, and other entertainment venues where members of the general public assemble to witness entertainment events, public transit stations, platforms, and shelters under the authority of the state or its political subdivisions, the grounds of any public buildings owned, leased, or operated by or under the control of the state government or its political divisions, like the parks.
Former Atlantic City Councilman Steve Livengood, a non-smoker, was opposed to the proposed ordinance. He offered a rebuttal to Grinberg's comments with regard to the Iowa Smoke-Free Air Act, several parts of which he said were taken out of context.
Where it talks about a public place, and it says in Iowa all public places are to be smoke-free. Yeah, that was kind of taken out of context. It also uses the term enclosed space. I've highlighted it on there for you. Further up on 2.6, it defines enclosed space. So an Iowa public place that is not an enclosed space does not fall underneath this chapter. It does require public enclosed spaces. An enclosed space, and you can read it if you want, but an enclosed space says a roof or a ceiling, a floor, and four walls, not inclusive of the windows and the doors. Shelters are not enclosed spaces. They don't have four walls.
Carla Akers said the bottom line is that the ordinance isn't about the Smoke-Free Air Act.
We only brought the Smoke-Free Air Act to the Park Board to show them what their basic requirement was. They weren't complying with it. They could have been fined. We brought this to the Park Department because it's an example to the young people. We have to draw a line in the sand at some point in time of what we believe is good for our children to have example before them. I'm here to employ you to make a statement to our young people and their future health. I hope that you can send a message to the community that this is important and we've taken a stand.
Prior to their vote on the first reading, the council was in agreement that it is not the city's responsibility to send a message to kids not to smoke or use tobacco for that matter. Councilperson Kathy Summers said that's something that needs to come from families.
I don't feel it's the city's job to make a statement to the children when smoking cigarettes or using any type of tobacco isn't illegal in this country. I think the example that children need to get should come from their families and not just from the city's government. And I think it would be a shame to limit the privileges of our citizens just to be an example to the children who already hear it plenty of ways in school and every other way possible.
Taking a look now at the funeral announcements, Sandra Sandy K. Brown, age 72 of Avoca, died Monday. Funeral services for Sandy Brown will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Patrick McCorkle, age 53 of Adair, died Monday in Des Moines. No services are planned, but a gathering of friends and family of Patrick McCorkle will be Friday from 5 until 8 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Elsie M. South, age 87 of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. No services are planned. Visitation with Elsie South's family is from 10 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. Saturday at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Delphine Jensen, age 84 of Greenfield, died Friday. Celebration of life services for Delphine Jensen will be Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Greta Ulrich, age 80 of Atlantic, died Monday at Creighton University Medical Center. Funeral services for Greta Ulrich will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Phyllis Bax, age 78 of Greenfield, died Monday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Phyllis Bax will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Dorothy Mashing, age 83 of Carroll, has died. A massive Christian burial service for Dorothy Mashing is currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Carroll. Elaine Adams, age 63 of Casey, died Monday in Des Moines. Services for Elaine Adams are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. And Dean Orsted, age 58 of Griswold, died Monday. Services for Dean Orsted are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. That is a check of the news here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.